There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and I'm on the line with my good friend, the risk-taking Bill Devlin, Reverend Bill Devlin, who is not right now facing marauders in Africa, nor is he offering to exchange himself for a hostage in the Middle East. No, instead, he's standing in the path of a Category 5 hurricane named Melissa. Bill, a very good evening to you. I doubt if the Melissa you're facing right now knows that we're talking about her, but everybody is warned that Jamaica is now a target zone. Tell us what yes. you've experienced these last hours as the storm builds. I believe it's still coming at right at you or to skirt Jamaica. I also believe that Kingston earlier today was obliged to evacuate at least the low-level parts of it. What do you see, Bill? Good evening.
Yes, good evening, John, and thank you. God bless you and your listeners. And I am here on a balcony overlooking the entire city of Kingston, pouring down torrential rains, gale winds of 150 miles per hour. There's local catastrophic flooding. And however, the power is still on in most neighborhoods as I'm on a balcony overlooking Kingston, Jamaica. And it started about 24 hours ago, and we were warned that it's coming. And so it moved somewhat to the west, and it looks like that Melissa will make landfall right in the middle on the southern coast of Jamaica. So if you look at Jamaica just right in half, it'll go through a place called Maypen, M-A-Y space P-E-N, and then it'll head north up to the tourist area called Montego Bay. So they're saying that this is probably in the history of the world since they've been monitoring hurricanes. It's probably in the top 10 of power as far as amount of rainfall and then also the wind at they say it's going to be up around 170, 175 miles per hour. So, but Kingston is well prepared. The overwhelming majority of homes here are concrete. So right now, I've had no reports, and I'm in touch with some humanitarian organizations here, as I direct one, widowsandorphans.info, and no reports of any catastrophic damage here in Kingston. However, we don't know what's going to happen in the middle of the island. And they were, over a year ago, they were presented with a catastrophic hurricane at that time called Hurricane Beryl. And people are, imagine this, over a year later, people are still recovering from that. But that's mostly a rural area. Once you get in the middle of the nation of Jamaica, that's rural. And we hope and pray that there's no loss of life and no destruction of property because we've been told here in Kingston it'll pass within the next 12 to 20 hours, and then things will go back to normal. However, since Sunday night, October 26th, 2025, all the airports have closed. There's three airports in Jamaica. They're all closed, and all flights for the last 24 hours in and out of Kingston and the other airports, Montego Bay, etc., all flights in and out have been canceled by all airlines. So I came down here to speak at a Christian conference to conduct a wedding, and the wedding was Sunday night. And by the time I got back to my hotel, everything was shut down and all flights canceled. So anybody that's here traveling to Jamaica, trying to get out or trying to get in, nothing until Friday, October 31st.
The house that you've seen stand up to hurricane winds of 175. You said they're concrete blocks. What about the roof? That's the part that's most vulnerable. What are they made of?
Yeah, the roofs here are tiled roof with Spanish-looking tiles, and everything is secure. So now that's Kingston, and that's the surrounding area, St. Andrew's Parish, etc. Once you get into the outlying areas, then the structures are not as secure. But, you know, Jamaica has had a great plan because they've had hurricanes for centuries. And so when modern Jamaica came around, particularly over the last 100 years, they just said, hey, every house has to be built with concrete. So I'm on a veranda of the house where I'm staying. And as I look out, there are no wooden structures. Everything is concrete. Every building, particularly, well, not only in New Kingston, but even in the suburban areas where I am, I'm actually up on the side of a hill in a home overlooking Kingston. And this is an area called Beverly Hills, which is probably about 15 minutes from downtown. So at this point, there's no damage that's been reported. I'm not seeing any as I look out over the city. And but they've encouraged people to stay off the roads. And there has been some word of a mandated evacuation, but I haven't received any type of order, or nor my other teammates, my colleagues here, have received an order to evacuate. So we're just staying safe and hunkering down here in Kingston, Jamaica, while Melissa passes
You've
through.
You've got power, so let me read CNN to you. Strongest storm this year. Melissa underwent extreme rapid intensification over the weekend. Continues to strengthen. Rare Category 5, has winds of 175, stronger gusts. Strongest storm on the planet this year. Outer bands are lashing in Jamaica with wind and rain. Coastal area of Jamaica vulnerable to flooding, as you know. Melissa has already killed 3 people in Haiti and Jamaica each, and 1 person in the DR. So we're looking at a storm that's still building. That's 7 minutes ago from CNN. Still building. Yeah. I'm amazed you still have power. I lose power on a day when there's no rain.
Well, we did lose power earlier today. There was a transformer that blew, but the Jamaican Electric Company was here, and it was fixed within about 10 hours.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a great modern city, and they really are prepared because they've always had a cavalcade of storms and hurricanes that have come through. Yeah. So Jamaica is very, very prepared. And interestingly enough, there's a lot of people praying here, John, because Guinness Book of World Records says that Jamaica has the most churches per square mile, more so than any other nation in the world. So think about that.
Why am I not surprised you know a statistic like that? Good heavens.
Yes.
40 inches of rain. How much rain do you think you've seen already? Just a few inches?
No, we've seen, I mean, right now it's calm. The rain has stopped to a trickle, and the gale force winds have also stopped. Not knowing what that means, is that meaning that Melissa is going on, or is there more to come? And there probably will be. But here in Kingston, I believe we've seen anywhere from 15 to 20 inches of rain. And so we're just hoping that it's going to pass on, and it's going to go through Jamaica, and then, of course, it's going to hit eastern Cuba and western Haiti. And I was in Cuba after Hurricane Maria in a place called Baracoa, and that place, every leaf of every tree, every palm frond of every palm tree was stripped off, and it looked like napalm had dropped on that city. Buildings were collapsed, etc. But, of course, Cuba is not as modernized as Jamaica. So we got to pray for Cuba and for Haiti as well.
The Reverend Bill Devlin on a porch in Kingston, Jamaica, waiting for the next blow from Hurricane Melissa. Category 5, very bad news. I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.